In 2024 and 2025, down payment assistance is probably going to become a more and more popular each month after the August 17th debacle that happened with NARS. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, NARS, the Association of Realtors, they were sued, and they were sued because of this. They're saying, okay, if you're buying your first house, the sellers don't have to pay the buyer's agent anymore. So here's what would happen in the past. You're looking to buy that first house. So you get a realtor and they take you out, and it's basically you don't have to pay them anything. They'll take you all over. You can look at 100 homes. Then when you put a house under contract, what normally happens is the seller of the property will pay one of the realtors a 6% commission. Well, what happened in the past, that realtor then would share that commission with the person who brought in the buyer. Okay, well, now that's no longer the case. Now what happens is the seller is paying 3% commission, or it's completely negotiable. They're going to pay a commission to the agent that they're using to sell the house. Now, if you're buying the house, now you have to pay your agent, and that's going to increase the fees and the cost of buying that first house. So we went through all the ups and downs of all these parameters with you guys, or for you guys, and we came up with some solutions to help you navigate this environment from 2024 on. And it's the Grant Finder programs right up there. So there's a lot of Grant Finder loans out there. If you navigate, you can Google it, and you're going to see all kind of stuff. And a lot of this stuff is really spammy. You're going to have Rocket Mortgage. They're the top of the heap all the time. And usually the first couple of things through here, these are paid ads. So I usually scroll down through here. USDA, they don't have any down payments, so a lot of times people don't need assistance there. But then you'll start getting things like this. It's like, okay, top no down payment assistance. Let me click this. And it's just basically spam. What it's doing is it's just shooting you out to all these companies, wanting you to apply with all them. And basically this company's making a fee by you clicking over to these other companies. That's not a good way to do it. But when you get involved with down payment assistance, you have to really know the pros and the cons behind it, because they're not all the same. Okay, many of them, and we'll just go through the chart right through here. The pros of it is it can help you increase your ability as a buyer. It can help lower the upfront cost, because now we're getting that grant money, or we'll just call it some assistance money to help you pay for that. It says potentially better for rates. That's kind of debatable. I'll go through there. And then it says boost home ownership, and there's a variety of programs. Yes. But the problem we see most of the time is it's really limited. Okay. Most of the times, there's a lot of fees and the rate's higher as well. Many of them have debt ratio restrictions that you can only go maybe 30, 38%, 41% when all the other programs will go like to 50%. And that's limited availability due to funding constraints. There's a whole bunch of reasons why you can't get it, or the cons behind it. So what I want to go over today is some hand-chosen grants that we chose. And the reason why we chose these right up here, and we put a tab exclusively up there for that, is there's not a big bump in rates. Actually, two of the three programs in the National Grant Finder, it's the same rate if you get the grant or not. One of them has a rate that's about 0.25% higher. Then on the Illinois grant, there's no adjustments at all to that one. So let's take a deep dive into these two different programs and kind of show you guys how it works and how you can navigate this in the littlest, maybe 2 to 3 minutes. So if you're looking for grants and you don't live in the Chicagoland area, you're looking for the national grant, you're going to click this. So what you're going to see through here is some questions, and you shouldn't be able to navigate this once you see this video, probably within a minute. Okay, so this is the National Grant Finder. You're going to scroll down through here, and I'm going to do this as an individual person. So I click, it's just me applying, my credit score, put in your credit score here. If you don't know what your credit score is or which one to use, visit creditscoresandmore.com. It's plural, creditscoresandmore.com. That's a website I created. You're going to learn a whole bunch about credit there, but put that in. I'm a first-time home buyer, and do you currently live in one of the areas below? Now, the National Grant Finder is determined by where you currently live, and then your income and some other parameters. Where the Illinois or the Chicagoland Grant Finder is basically where you're looking to buy. Two huge differences there. Okay, so we're going to go through here, and here's where it gets a little bit tricky. It's going to say, do you live in any of these areas? Well, I'm going to put in here, yes, I live in the Chicagoland area. So I'm going to go down through. Yes. Now it's going to ask you this. Verify your census tracking code. So I have to put in my address somewhere to make sure I qualify. So how do I do it? I hit the census tracker. It's going to launch me right to here. Okay, for simplistic reasons, I'm just going to use the same address here. This house is for sale in the Chicagoland area. I'm probably giving a lot of people or this homeowner a lot of clicks or a lot of activity, I'll say. I just thought it was simpler to just use this one address for all these demonstrations. So I put in the address and I click get results. Now on the National Grant Finder, you're going to use a specific link that is the GeoCensus GeoID. Okay, right through here, the one in yellow. So you're going to copy and paste that right into the Grant Finder. So see, I pasted that in there and it's the exact number 1703. You're going to go over here 1703 and it matches. Okay, and it says good news there. Qualified geocode. So it's a qualified area. Then I'm going to put in what is my income. Well, my income is $80,000 and I'm looking to buy in Illinois and Cook County. I'm actually looking to buy downtown Chicago as well. $315,000 is my purchase price that I'm looking to buy. Do I qualify for any grants? Well, it's going to go down through here. Yep, I qualify for all of them. Okay, well, now the good news is I live in Chicago and I'm looking to buy in Chicago. So let's go back to that Chicago Grant Finder loan. You go right through here, and it's very similar to the National Grant Finder, but one thing. So you're going to click now the Chicagoland Grant Finder. That's in case that's if you're looking to buy in the Chicagoland or the suburbs around it, even the counties around it. Okay, you're going to click that. It's going to pop up right through here. So this is the Illinois Down Payment Assistance Program, and it gives you it's a $10,000 grant. Now, the difference between this one and the other ones you don't have any paybacks, you don't have a mortgage or lien on your property. It's basically free money. Okay, this one comes with a five-year kind of situation where if you don't refinance or sell the house in 5 years, the money's forgiven. Okay, so that's the biggest benefit of this. So let's go down through this one and see if this one, you qualify for this one as well, because it gives you more money, more grant money to use than the other ones. Because remember the other ones we looked at? It was right through here. We're getting 6,500 is the most we're going to get. So now we go to the Illinois Grant Finder. And yes, I'm looking to buy in Cook County. I plug in that geocode. I click it. Go back to my geocode finder. Again, in this one, we're going to use right through here. It says you need the GeoCensus tracking name number. Okay, this is the area where a lot of people are going to get confused. You need to use this one right here. It says it right in the instructions, but it's a little bit confusing. It says right through here, census track name. Okay, so you're going to use the census track name, and you're going to plug that data right into this calculator. So we're going to go back. And we're going to plug in that census code ID right through there. Okay, so now it's going to come down through here and it's going to say, Dan, do you make $87,000 or yes? Well, yes, I do. Remember, I made 80 grand. I click that and boom, it says you qualify. Now, based on the address and my income, I've qualified so far, but I haven't qualified for the loan yet. It's saying I'm eligible for the grant, but am I eligible for the loan? And that's where the next step of this puzzle comes in. So now you qualify, and now you can click a few things here. You can schedule a consultation with us, and right through here, schedule a meeting, and you're also gonna put in your application. What's gonna happen at that time? We'll get your application. We'll also get your scheduled consultation. We'll review everything, and at the time of your consultation, we'll call you. We'll go through any and all the questions that you have at that time, and then get you on your way to home ownership, or potentially home ownership in 2024 and or 2025. So that's our down payment assistance guided programs, and these are the hand-chosen ones that we chose because they're the easiest on your pocketbook today, tomorrow, and also in the future. So my name is Dan Frio. If you'd like to learn more about me and my staff, we are actually federally chartered because we all work at ServBank. It's a federally chartered bank, so I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I'd love to help you navigate the home buying market, or maybe you're looking to buy your first investment property, or maybe you bought the house and now you're looking to refinance to save some money on that monthly payment. We'd love to help you in all those scenarios. What you can do is you can put in your application right up through there, or you can give us a call or shoot me an email to get some assistance, and that information is right down through here. Our 800 number is 844-775-5626, or you can reach me by email at dan@theRateUpdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.